There's a drain right out through his side.
Yeah, down right out here, through here. Mm. He's the only brother I got living yet.
My goodness, and he underwent that surgery.
Huh? Yeah, he underwent that surgery. We always call him, he didn't grow for a long time. We always call him Plug. Call him a plug is it's something that, well, I take a plug horse. He's a horse not much good, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we call him the plug hand around the place. But he's still alive. And that is in the 90s.
My goodness. He must have been just a little fellow then.
Huh?
He was a pretty small boy, wasn't he?
About, I guess he's 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, we mentioned, what was it, rheumatism?
Yeah. You know, I had the sciatic rheumatism when I was 20 years old, when I was 16 years old. I walked to school, but I couldn't run. If I go to, I'd lose control of myself and fall flat on the ground.
My goodness.
But I took an old fella had a peddler, a remedy called Bliss's Native Herbs. And I took them, you know, they cured me. Hmm. When I was even 24 years old, I'd have to quit work on account of rheumatism. But I never had a sense.
Hmm. How about this one that gets you in the joints of the fingers? And
you mean the rheumatism?
Yeah, is there another name for that?
I don't know what it is.
Arthritis?
Arthritis is getting your legs and all over you. But I never had that. I guess that's awful hard to get rid of.
That's not like rheumatism.
Oh, no, it's not like rheumatism, no. That sciatic rheumatism would feel like you had to run a knife right up your hip, you know.
Oh, my. If someone eats something that doesn't agree with him and he just sort of churns around in there...
Indigestion?
Yeah, you'd say he's sick, what?
Huh?
You say he's sick, what?
Well, it said what I ate gave me indigestion.
Does that mean you're sick at your stomach or sick to your stomach?
Well, that means you're sick to your stomach. The food you eat didn't digest, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you used to call it clogged bowels and all such as that. But
soda's pretty good for that.
Huh?
Soda.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on. Good old baking soda.
Yeah.
Two remedies.
Baking soda.
If it was inside, I got baking soda. If it was outside, I got turpentine.
Yeah.
Baking soda is pretty good for that. But that don't cure it.
No, it doesn't cure it, but it'll sure keep the symptoms down.
Just release it, that's all. Stomach needs a good cleaning out.
Yeah. Food poisoning is a miserable thing that way.
I get that. I don't think I was ever poisoned with food.
I was about 2 years ago. We ate some sandwiches. The whole family. My little baby was about a year old. My biggest girl was 4 and a half. And we all got sick, all four of us. And boy, we were sick. And there's just not much you can do. You're just so feeble. You can't sit up. Luckily, though,
I guess you don't even know what's the matter with you, hardly.
Well, you have a pretty good idea what's wrong. It's just that
you know you're sick.
You think that you're just trying to turn everything inside out in there.
Think you'd like to get everything out.
You do, and then both ways.